We hear in the psalm today how only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. I don't know about you, but I think some of us think it's not goodness and kindness that's following us. It's fear and anxiety. We think about how many of us find ourselves cooped up in the house or worried about having work or worried about our own health. Some have acquired a lot of time for themselves. Others find themselves the busiest they've ever been. And wherever we fall in that spectrum, there is one thing that remains true, that as God is present with his people, that he always has something to share for us in this moment. That even as we find ourselves perhaps saying, there is no way I can say that goodness and kindness are following me, I am so filled with anxiety and trouble, my heart is so overwhelmed, it is drowning. Our Lord reminds us that his grace far surpasses any obstacle that we can throw at him that comes into our lives. You know, today, for our school children at MCES, they're celebrating Superhero Day. And they are looking at all those who are in the medical profession, our healthcare workers, our nurses, our doctors, all of those who are on the front lines. And they have been encouraged to dress as one of them because of the many sacrifices that they have to make for their own personal safety, as well as the safety of their families. And still, even in the midst of that, in the midst of the fear and anxiety that they must be experiencing as they are constantly being exposed to individuals that have verified cases of this COVID-19, still, they give of themselves. They sacrifice. They see the good that is being accomplished. And even throughout that, the Lord is with them. Just yesterday, I read a story about those in that particular ministry who found themselves, first off, being atheists. They didn't believe in God. But as they find themselves surrounded by so many individuals who are suffering this plight, they find themselves being more and more open to him. In fact, it was due to a priest who himself had contracted COVID-19. He was about in his mid-70s, that in the days before he was to die, he went forth and offered comfort to the people that were there. And because of that example, was able to give those who were self-professed atheists a hope in God, for them to know that there is power in prayer, that there is true consolation to be felt whenever we raise our hearts and our minds to our loving Father. The story that we had with Susanna is a very powerful story. We know how horrible of a situation she's in. I mean, faced with not only one, but two individuals who are vouching against her. And on top of that, they were both elders, respected people, highly respected people in the community. To have them testify against her, she knew that her life was forfeit. But she trusted in God anyways. She said, there's no way that I would betray my God, even at the expense of my own life. And she exercised that faith. And even if the Lord had not spared her, even if in his wisdom something else should befall her, what will not be taken away from her was the reward that God would award her. And so even as we find ourselves in the midst of the difficult situation we're all in, it's a reminder for us to see what we are made of, to see where do we actually place our hope in. Because it is during these trying moments that we get to see and uncover, where is my faith? Where is my trust in God? Where is my hope? Do I love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength? Or do I just say I do? These are the moments that we are, my brothers and sisters, being forged in the fire. God is testing us. He is placing us, we who are, as he sees us, gold, into the furnace. He's purifying us. He's trying us. Not because he hates us, but because he wants us to be more like himself. And that means abandoning everything out of love for God. No more because of what he can do for us. No more because of what we want him to do for our lives. But because we know that in the end, as God has given his only son, we will not be deprived. Even if it means losing the things that we have on this earth. It's always a way in which we are being constantly purified for God alone. It's not easy. But we know it wasn't easy for Susanna. Nor is it easy for our individuals who are working in the medical profession. But all in all, God is with us. There is reason for us to have hope. And we pray that through this example of Susanna, we also may be encouraged to know that even as the odds are stacked against us, our faith will not waver, that we may profess that our love for God is not weak, but our love for God is true.